Yeah, I think where I've seen him grow the most is defensively. I think we've always seen he's got the shot. He can score. We saw a lot of that in high school. And for a guy like Dylan, and the team that he played on in high school, guys, was just a dominating team. They were really good. So at times, I'm not sure how much defending Dylan really had to do there. He was more of an offensive weapon. At UMD, he's had to, you know, be a defensive defenseman, especially since that top pair that UMD has with Scott Perenovich and Nick Wolf, they were more the offensive duo here at UMD this season. You know, where I really like Dylan, where I sit there and, you know, you feel really confident is when him and Mikey are facing Mikey Anderson, when they're facing odd man rushes. You know, I've seen Dylan and Mikey both face, you know, two-on-one for the last line of defense, and it's an instinct. You know, it's just they know how to play them, and they've broken up some big ones this year and really helped their goaltender out in the second half. First half, it was the goaltender, Hunter Shepard, saving them a lot and even maybe into January. But the last month, those guys haven't given Shepard a lot of challenges. They haven't given him a whole ton of work. So I think definitely on the defensive end is where we've seen Dylan grow the most here in Duluth. And, you know, if I were the Jets, I wouldn't want to rush the kid either. He's growing well right here. And, you know, we've seen guys maybe stay a year in college longer than most expected, and that's allowed them at times to go right into the NHL. You know, I look at an Alex Iafallo who did that last year with Duluth, and he hopped right onto the LA Kings top line. We're seeing a lot of college guys this year that's paid off. You play against a big, you know, Dylan's at an age disadvantage here. A lot of the guys at college level, they're 22, 23, 24 years old. He's a 19-year-old kid going up against them, and it's been a good experience.